قال الإمام علي عليه السلام: كفاك أدبا لنفسك اجتناب ما تكرهه من غيرك.
در تربیت خیش تو را بس که از آن چه بر دیگران نمیپسندی دوری کنی.
It is enough for your own discipline that you abstain from what you dislike from others.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال علي بن أبي طالب عليه الصلاة والسلام: كفاك أدبا لنفسك اجتناب من ما تكره من غيرك. علي بن أبي طالب عليه الصلاة والسلام says in نهج البلاغة: It is enough for your own discipline that you abstain from what you dislike from others. And what Imam al-Islam is saying here is that to train your own self, it is important that what you dislike from others, you don't perform yourself. So discipline yourself, you know, it is also said about Luqman, who is mentioned as a surah after him in the Holy Quran. It is mentioned that he was asked, like in Farsi poetry by Sheikh Saadi, Adab Askiya Mukhti, who did you learn your good manners from? So he said, Asbi Adaban. I learned all of my manners from people who have no manners. He said, how did you do that? They don't have any manners. Then how did you learn manners from them? He said, I observed them and I said, if I dislike it so much, and I do this, then people will also dislike it. So therefore, I made sure that I don't do what they do. So even from evil people you can learn, even from wrong people you can learn to improve yourself. So what the Imam al-Islam is saying very beautifully here is that kafaka adaba linafsik. It is enough for your own discipline that you abstain from what you dislike from others. So what you dislike from others, observe. And do not perform this. So you need to discipline yourself that if I... one of the biggest speakers I observed, I heard, may Allah bless his soul, he said that I used to listen to all the lecturers. And I used to observe the use of language, their body language, how they move their hands, how they move their head, their eyes. And if I disliked something, that I told myself that I will not do this. He said, that's how I improved and learned. I used to listen to every single speaker. And then I decided that I will not do some of the things that they are doing. So likewise, in every field, in your professional life, in your personal life, anything that you observe in others that you dislike, make sure that you discipline yourself. The Imam al-Islam is saying that you do not perform that. So sometimes we look at the actions and we pick them up without realizing. Sometimes good actions, sometimes bad actions. But the person who wants to discipline his own self, he needs to make sure, or she needs to make sure, that they refrain from anything they dislike in others. A person shouts, a person lies, a person is disrespectful, has no manners. Whatever you dislike in others, discipline yourself not to perform those things, so that others do not dislike you. Thank you very much for listening.